There are a lot of important military artifacts in this museum. However, there is one interesting exhibit that seems to draw a lot of stares. If you've never seen a horse wearing a gas mask, join us on this interesting look at the U.S. Cavalry. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross and AgriGold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Dr. Robert Smith is director of the Museum Division at Fort Riley. He oversees many museums and artifacts here, including the Custer House.
Our great secret is the Custer House. Custer never lived in that house. He lived three doors down.
However, the Custer House has been restored, and Smith says Custer would certainly recognize the 19th century amenities. Fort Riley was also home to Buffalo Soldiers.
The Buffalo Soldiers were the 9th and 10th Cavalry Regiments, and these were formed right after the Civil War. They consisted of the black soldiers serving in the cavalry. The Buffalo Soldiers were deployed here many, many times in the 1880s, 90s, even 1900s, up to the 1940s.
As the American military moved into the 20th century, the old cavalry units composed of soldiers on horseback gradually began to change here at Fort Riley.
In the mid-1930s, there was exercises held here at Fort Riley between mechanized forces and mounted forces to see which would best work in a future war.
The U.S. Cavalry Museum here chronicles that history. Smith says a couple of artifacts seem to get a lot of attention.
An 1880s Gatling gun turned out 1,500 rounds a minute, early form of machine gun, and probably the most unusual piece we have here is our horse that has a gas mask that was developed in the late 1930s, 1940s in order to protect horses from any kind of gas attack.
The museums are open to the public, a piece of history on a military outpost still protecting freedom around the globe. Traveling the countryside in Junction City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.